Hey everyone! So, do you guys often feel like you can't communicate with someone? What do you do when you want to communicate better? Do you think you are a good communicator? Okay, so sorry for all the random questions I'm throwing at you. It's just that recently I've been thinking about how sometimes there are miscommunications when I thought I have made myself clear. So I reflect and think, did I not mention that earlier? Or were my words misleading? What caused this miscommunication? So, because recently, 因为疫情的关系，全球应该有很多公司都开始 work from home 吧，在家工作，所以难免一定会有沟通上的一些摩擦。而且，今天挑的句子也非常的有趣，因为这部影片是在告诉你为什么会有这个 miscommunication， 而且 miscommunication happens all the time。OK， 那在这个句子呢，你也会发现说，英文句子里面他有故意用，不知道是不是故意的啦，女生的她跟男生的她去做区别，但是我觉得说不定只是想要做区分，但是我觉得应该多多少少有在说女生讲的男生都听不懂吧，不知道你们有没有这样子的经验，毕竟男女生是不同的生物嘛。OK， so here comes the sentence.When communicating, one person expresses her interpretation of a message, and the person she's communicating with hears his own interpretation of that message. Okay, let's do that one more time. When communicating, one person expresses her interpretation of a message, and the person she's communicating withhere's his own interpretation of that message. OK， 好，这个中文的意思大概就是说，在沟通时，一个人将他所理解的部分表达出来，而和他沟通的人则会以自己的理解的方式呢，去解释这项讯息或诠释这项讯息。OK。Alright, let's go to our intonation focus. 这边呢，其实我想要跟大家讲说要有一些 pauses, 因为这个句子通常比较长嘛。那我们通常在哪里 pause 呢？就是在 comma 之后。但是这个句子的中间的部分呢，有个地方非常的特别，我希望你们可以注意哦，就是 and the person she's communicating with, 这边一定要连起来，然后做一个 pause.Here's his own interpretation of that message. Interpretation. 对，真的有点难念，所以大家可以练一下哦。OK， 然后呢，我通常会在 express and hears 这边呢做一个上扬，才会比较有这个 flow, intonation flow 出来。OK， let's go to our vocabulary. Number one, express. Express, to show a feeling,opinion or fact 就是陈述、表达或表露。那我今天的 sentence 就是这个。I would like to express my gratitude towards our medical staff who bravely stand in the front lines. 我想要表达就是对我们台湾医疗团队站在第一线的感谢，因为他们真的非常的努力。然后基本上呢 ，they don't have time to go home to their kids. Maybe they don't even have time to sleep or rest up. 所以这些呢，我们都要表达我们的感谢。好的，那我们继续到我们下一个想要延伸学习的单字，就是 expressive. Expressive is an adjective. 它就是富有表情的，或者是有表达力的。那它的名词呢，就是 expression. Expression 呢，就是表情或神色的意思，对对对。那今天呢，我比较没有做这两个的 sentence， 但是我想用这个方式去表达，怎么利用这两个单字在我们的 daily conversation 中。Some hand gestures and expressions can help us become more expressive. There is a joke that says if you tie up an Italian's hands, they won't be able to talk, since they like to use their hands a lot.Hey, maybe they are very good at sign languages. 就是很多时候手势啊，还有表情可以让我们更有表现力。 那不知道你们有没有听过，就是说意大利人或者是应该说欧洲人啦，都会喜欢用就是手势，在讲话的时候一定要有一些手势出来。然后这是我听过的一个 joke， 就是说假如今天有人绑住了一位意大利人的手，那他基本上就没办法讲话了，因为他们真的超爱用手势的。说不定他们非常的会那个叫什么手语，表达能力很棒。Okay, let's go to number two is interpretation. Interpretation 的中文是解释或理解，然后是个名词。那谁在做这个解释呢？他可以说是口译员。那口译员呢是 interpreter。Interpreter 的拼法记得哦，是 I-N-T-R-P-R-E-T-E-R， 不是 T-O-R， OK? So this is my sentence. The interpreter has to be able to read the room in order to get the interpretation accurately. 口译员呢，有时候也需要 read the room. Read the room 就是观察表情啊，或者是氛围啊之类的，才能表示，才能翻译的更正确一点 ，OK? So read the room, means to understand the emotions and thoughts of the people in the room, which I think is very accurate. 有时候你还是要看到表情嘛，也要听到 intonation， 然后去观察气氛什么的，才可以真的找出那个正确的字。OK, let's move on to number three, which is communicating with. Communicating with.我们都知道 communicate 的 C-O-M 呢就是 together or with 的意思，所以呢这个前缀也就是 prefix， 如果你看到字像是 companion、 community、 combination 等等的，那你就知道了这些字呢就代表 together 或者是 with 的这些 concept 在里面。So, when you want to use the verb communicating or communicate, 你必须加 with, communicating with, communicate with. It is hard to communicate with someone online because you can't see that person's expression or at least a nod. I guess that's why emojis were invented, 对吧？我觉得在线上呢真的很难沟通，有时候啦 ,OK, 就是没有开那个摄像头 I mean webcam 的时候，因为你就是看不到别人的表情啊，或是甚至一个点头也都看不到，那这个其实在我们的沟通上面也是非常重要的一部分。那所以我就觉得说，哦，原来是这样，我们的 emoji 才诞生了出来，对不对？一个笑脸贴图或什么的，有些贴图还会带声的那种，我每次开我的 line 都会被吓到。OK, so thankfullyWorking from home has ended in our company. Although I am very thankful that our company gave us this, you know, chance to be safe and to work from home because of the COVID-19. But I'm also glad that we are able to work together in the office so that we can communicate much better. Okay.So at least with the pronunciation challenge, we're able to use our voice recordings to understand the tone of voice. So why don't you leave me a message, something interesting, you know, in your voice recording today? I'll try to listen to them all and make sure that I can give you feedback if I can, when I can. Have a wonderful day, everyone. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.